Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, folks, I saw the light. I saw the light. Max Kaiser's got huge economic news, military news, and more coming up. But after he's gone, Mike, Aaron, and others will get to your calls. Please stay with us. This third hour is going to be big. I'll go a little bit to the fourth hour as well. And then there's the War Room at 3 p.m. Central today. But first this. Now, about to talk about something really historic and very, very exciting. There's a lot of angles to this, the limited time we have. But America has been a special place because we aspired to liberty and freedom when nobody else was aspiring to it. We weren't perfect. We were far from it. But it was a place where experiments were allowed and where people could really try to prove themselves, not because of what family they came from or because they were from royalty, but a meritocracy based on what they could produce, what they could do. There were two things that really fueled and funded the colonies and the launch of America in 1776. And both of them are interesting. Both of them have dark histories. But both of them are something that you can enjoy responsibly. That's, of course, tobacco in the Virginia colony. And that's, of course, whiskey. And Sam Adams with whiskey and beer was one of the main boosters and funders, in fact, probably the biggest funder, of George Washington and our troops. So it was whiskey and beer, not wine. The liberals love to drink. I'm not against wine. It's just a fact that literally fueled the start of our country, along with this tobacco. And I enjoy both, but I've really gotten good over the years at being responsible. Sometimes I might go 4 months, that's the longest I've gone the last few years, with no tobacco or no alcohol. But when I'm with friends, when I'm with family, when I'm with patriots, I enjoy both of them, and they go together like a horse and carriage. So, 2 years ago, I got approached by great patriots from some of my connections who are major craft whiskey producers in Kentucky. So they brought me dozens of these amazing whiskeys that they had developed and also procured. And out of all of them, I like this Kentucky straight bourbon. And again, I'm no whiskey connoisseur. I just know what tastes good, what I like, what, you know, feels good, which, you know, doesn't give you that big hangover after. I liked, out of dozens, over a dozen I tried, this whiskey. Now, the bad news is they only had so many barrels of it, and so it's a limited supply. There's 10,000 bottles of this as of the time I'm cutting this. And it is amazing. And it's been ready for a year because of leftists trying to block it being in stores and behind-the-scenes harassment and debanking and stuff of this major whiskey company. This has been in the warehouse for a year. So it wasn't just aged for the years it was in the barrels. It's been aged by their censorship and went from amazing to incredible. So it's a very special bottle, too. That's why we have all these government documents here in front of me right here. Because if you aim a blacklight at Conspiracy Bourbon, conspiracybourbon.com's the only place to get it. It's got all of these hidden messages on it, on the front and on the back. So like I said, this is really, really special. Limited run, only place to get it. We have the Conspiracy Imperatives, 10 of them, kind of the Ten Commandments. There's only 10,000 bottles of this at conspiracybourbon.com. Destroy the tyrants. It just goes on and on. This is very, very special. I would imagine that most people that get this are never going to open it. Gut level, I think this is going to be a major collector's item. We could have sold it for $200 in the market. It's 60-something bucks instead, and it's a fundraiser for the operation. We're really, 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 really proud of it. So while you're hanging out with your friends, your family, your coworkers, you name it, it's really important to remember what Americana is all about. And if you are somebody that likes a fine whiskey, well, this is it. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. For myself, the entire InfoWars crew, here's to you and here's to America. This isn't some Dylan Mulvaney, Anheuser-Busch, transgenderism, you know, creepazoid targeting our children. This is high-quality American Kentucky whiskey, Kentucky bourbon, funding the second American Revolution against tyrants. So here's all the past patriots, the current patriots, and future patriots. This drink, Conspiracy, is for you. One place to get it, conspiracybourbon.com. And believe me, this is going to sell out quick, so if you want it, get yourself a bottle today at conspiracy.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Nayib Bukele is the president of El Salvador. He's been doing an interesting job shutting down the gangs down there. And he was on, I don't know, 6 months ago with Tucker Carlson and said there's a planned destruction in the United States. I totally agree with him. And Max Kaiser is on with us right now. The Bitcoin Grand Poobah, and also really a great geopolitical analyst, wanted to play this clip, so I think we should play it right up front and then plunge into this important news today. Here it is.
The demise of the U.S. has to come from within. Right? The enemies have to be inside, not really outside. No external enemy can cause so much damage as internal. It's an internal operation. When you're watching internal operations here, you can see them in cities. Cities that were pristinely beautiful 30 years ago are wastelands right now. You will see people, I mean, I'm from El Salvador, a third world country in Central America. And myself, I can see cities here and say, I want to live here. So that would be unthinkable 3 decades ago. Totally unthinkable. That a Salvadoran wouldn't want to live in a U.S. city, in a U.S. main city. I mean, Los Angeles,
New York, Chicago, yeah.
Well, Philadelphia, Baltimore. When you look how the cities are eroding so fast, this has to be by design. I mean, who would make so many stupid decisions? Like, okay, we're gonna give you money for drugs. But really, they're doing that. In some cities, they're giving people drugs. I mean, they're literally giving people drugs in some U.S. cities. Or they say, okay, we're going to give you money if you don't work. Or we're going to... You know, they make all of these laws that make no sense.
It's the design takedown of civilization. You can find him on Twitter at Max Kaiser and The Orange Pill on YouTube. Max Kaiser joins us today to talk about his prediction decade plus ago of the Gulag Casino or Casino Gulag model. We are certainly in it now. Max, good to have you back on. I've been trying to get you on for a while. Glad you came on.
Hey, Alex. Great to be on. And it's great to be on InfoWars. We moved to El Salvador, and we're living in the new shining city on a hill. This is the new land of the free, home of the brave. This is where you find freedom. This is really the place you want to be in the next for this century, Alex. This is a fantastic opportunity here in El Salvador. The economy is growing. Tourism's up 100%. GDP is up. And to give you an idea of the genius of the president, Nayib Bukele, he recently was able to put online a hydroelectric plant that the previous administrations had abandoned for decades. And as a result, electricity costs are going down. So you have the complete opposite of what's happening in these other countries where costs are going up, inflation's killing people, everything's moving up. Here in El Salvador, actually, we're seeing prices go down. Electricity is down. Inflation is not anywhere near where it is in other countries in the region or elsewhere in the world, because we've got somebody who's running the country who's doing stuff for the people who live in the country. And as President Bukele has said, there's plenty of money if you don't steal it, you know, which is exactly what we see in America. There's no money to do stuff because it's constantly getting stolen. It's constantly getting co-opted and used. And, of course, structurally in the U.S., as we've talked about for many years, Alex, the way the economy is a debt-based economy and a fiat money economy, the current economic problems were baked into the cake. There was no way of escaping it, what's happening now. And so this is all pretty much as we said it was going to happen for years and years. I recommend you come and visiting us here in El Salvador.
Well, I remember when he was running for office, if memory serves, you advised Bukele, and now you're one of his main advisors, and you've moved down there, and they're mining Bitcoin and using volcanoes to fund it and using energy with thermal systems. Is my memory serving right?
Yeah, geothermal energy. I was one of the co-founders of a company called Volcano Energy. So it's a $1 billion startup. We do renewable energy. We do wind, solar, and geothermal. And we are re-architecting the infrastructure, the energy infrastructure of the country. We are beginning our exploratory wells into geothermal, which will be online in a few years. And we think that the country can be completely energy independent in 4 or 5 years. As a matter of fact, we'll be exporting energy.
But first Bukele had to deal with the gangs that had seized control of the country. It looks like in just a few years, he's done that. I want to get into him as fascinating, but I also want your geopolitical breakdown, Israel, the war in Ukraine, because you really are a smart guy on where things are going, what's coming next. So you want to finish up with Bitcoin and Bukele now, or do you want to get into worldwide war and depression and what's happening in the big picture first, or go back into that later?
Yeah, I think whatever you want to do. I mean, the Bukele and the El Salvador story is going to be a recurring theme because it'll always be an example of somebody who's doing it right. So I'm sure I'll make a reference to it throughout. You know, you want to talk about these different issues. But the country here made Bitcoin legal tender 2 years ago, and as a result, they've had tremendous benefits as a result of that move. And
I want to let's get back into that at like 40 after. Yeah. We'll do 20 minutes only on Bitcoin and your challenge. Yeah. You'll be back on Alex Jones. You tweeted later this week with a quiz. If he can answer all 5 questions correctly, he gets his 10,000 Bitcoin. So we haven't talked since then. It's become a big thing about you tried at Bilderberg like 12 years ago to give me 10,000 Bitcoin. We didn't know how to create a wallet on the laptop. You got a little upset about it. I wish I would have taken it. We found the laptop, checked it. It's not there. So I don't have the Bitcoin. Don't come take me to jail. Don't come kidnap me, folks. I don't have it. But I am looking forward to doing the quiz here today.
Yeah, you can do it now or do it later. You know, if you want to study up a little bit, you know, it's whatever you want to do.
Well, I don't want to study on the 5 questions. We'll ask him. I'm sure I'm not going to get. I believe you already tried to give me some 12 years ago. We were there in north of London, covering Bilderberg. That was crazy. We'll get to that in the last 20 minutes, get into Bukele, the success story, El Salvador, and more. But let's start now with you predicted all this with great precision. What's currently happening? Where do you expect this all to go? The global debt bubble, interest rates up, inflation still going up. What's going to happen? I mean, this is a wild time.
Yeah, you know, as we've talked about and other guests that you've had have talked about this. I mean, in the U.S., they seem to think that they can just print money without any consequences, and no problem. So what's happened is they've basically undermined the integrity of the economy, and the inflation genie is out of the bottle, and there's no putting it back in. So they were able to hide the inflation or to mask the inflation for years by statistically not reporting on the actual numbers, or by, essentially engaging what's called extend and pretend. So what the U.S. has been great in doing for decades is every time there's a major problem economically, they can simply print more money, print more debt, and they postpone the maturity out further on on the yield on the maturity schedule, and they'll lower the coupon rate. So it feels like you're actually not paying a lot of interest on that debt, but at the same time, you're accumulating lots and lots of debt. So this can go on for a long time as long as you never have to pay that debt. So now what happened in February of 2022 was that the Russia-Ukraine conflict began, and this is essentially Putin calling time on this Ponzi scheme that is the U.S. dollar and the U.S. economy. And instead of the price of commodities and the prices of stuff being set by financial wizards on Wall Street using derivatives and other arcane types of financial products that became huge going, you know, starting back under the Reagan years, and they kept getting more exotic over the years, they really put their foot down and said, you know, prices for commodities, we're going to be setting the prices for commodities because we're the producer. We're the biggest producer of commodities in the world. So we're going to divest out of the dollar, and we're going to divest out of U.S. Treasury. And, of course, they have China along with them for the ride. And so now what we're seeing is the price of stuff is reflecting the true supply and demand nature for commodities around the world.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Remember, the 10-year bond at that time was yielding 16%.
Sure, it's not new, but this time it's global, and there's 8 million people, and there's nuclear weapons proliferated. So it is new. It's much more dangerous. It's much more volatile.
Right. It's the risks are definitely higher than they've ever been, I would say, for the reasons you just said. And but they got away for it for decades because essentially it goes back to the Federal Reserve Bank and many things that Ron Paul has talked about for many years. You know, the central bank became an activist Fed, and they saw themselves as the guys to bail out Wall Street every time Wall Street made a mistake, instead of being stewards of the economy and managing interest rates in a way that provide, you know, more opportunities for a greater proportion.
Absolutely. So you've been on my show for, hard to believe, gosh, 20 years. You've been a former top stockbroker, even back in the 80s and 90s before you got out of that. You've been one of the main Bitcoin pioneers. People realize how influential you've been. Like, you're down there in a major country basically running its economic policy. So a lot of amazing things. Is there any way out of this? Because it looks like the establishment's just doubling down, and then if they're not going to change course, what do you expect to happen?
Well, first of all, I am here, and I have a lot of opinions, as I normally do, and I don't really have any impact on running anything. I mean, I'm just an opinionated guy living here. But how do you get out of it? There is no way out of it, because either A, you let the bond market default. That's the only way you can stop the interest accumulating. You know, the interest on the debt's now over $1 trillion in the U.S. It's heading to $2 trillion. So that's just the interest. So you'd have to default on that debt to stop that. And that would mean absolute catastrophic economic collapse within a day. Or B, which is, of course, the solution will always be to just keep printing. And they will keep printing, and they will bring in, the inflation will get worse. And we're now talking, you know, about hyperinflation in the United States. We're talking about a currency collapse in the United States. And the war is creating a world where on one side of the conflict are Russia, China, Iran, India, South Africa, and basically more than 50% of the world's population and more than 50% of the world's GDP is aligned against the United States. And they're the producers of all the commodities. Versus the U.S., which has been the consumer of the commodities and the biggest purveyor of debt in the U.S. Treasury bond. So it's like going to a gunfight with a wet noodle. You know, the U.S. is not prepared to go to battle in this way. And the other countries sense that now is the time to, in the case of China, I mean, they have ambitions to be the global hegemonic power, to replace the United States as the global hegemonic power. And I think they feel like it's within the shooting, within the distance now. They've got a shot at it. And so this is not being communicated very well to the American people. I'm not sure they're aware of this. And so it just makes it easier for them. And so when you say, what's the answer? You know, the bottom line answer is if the United States wanted to do something in the next 48 hours that would reverse this sorry state of affairs, they would immediately start printing money and buying Bitcoin to become the biggest Bitcoin holder in the world and to start mining Bitcoin to be the biggest Bitcoin miner in the world.
Exactly. America needs a new technology innovation to be the Wild Wild West. That's what made us great. And so they've got all sorts of hidden, the U.S. government has all sorts of hidden suppressed technologies. The U.S., for all its problems, is 20 years ahead of everybody. They should be deploying new suppressed technologies, and they should be buying and moving into the only real crypto, as you said many years ago, is Bitcoin. That's absolutely true. That they need to innovate right now and make big announcements and release new stocks that are such new game changers. It buoys the whole system. That's the only way is unleashing human potential.
Right. I'll give you an example. Back in the 1980s, when I was working on Wall Street, at that time, people were talking about that it's actually Japan's century, and that Japan, the global markets, 40% of it were Japanese, and the Nikkei was trading at 40 or 42,000. And it looked like Japan was going to become the new hegemonic superpower. And what happened was, and the reason it's all reversed, is that America introduced and proliferated and took quite seriously a new technology that Japan really didn't know what to do with, and that was the internet. Because the Japan's rise to power was based on a society of conformists, and they were very mechanized, and they were producing cars at incredibly cheap rates and competing on the world stage. Then the internet came along, and suddenly people like eBay and Amazon and all these innovative companies came along, and the Japanese are not lateral thinkers. They're very conformist in that sense.
And let's be clear, you're a genius, you're really smart, I respect you, I've said this as well, this is true. The deep state, DARPA, the CIA, back before it was totally globalist and wanted to shut the U.S. down, had that ready, had invented it, rolled it out, put the investment in through NQTEL, and did that to dominate again. Why are they not releasing the new goodies they've got and funding it? They've kind of done it with AI, but that's only to try to beat the Chinese, but it did it a little bit. I mean, clearly they just tried that again. What they did in the early 90s, they just tried it again with AI. I don't see it launching like you said.
No, because really the most interesting technology at the moment is Bitcoin. And the reason America is really hesitating about it is because it threatens the number one biggest industry in America, and that would be Wall Street and the financial industry. They got the most lobbyists, they got the most power, and Bitcoin is a direct threat to them. So they have thwarted Bitcoin and Bitcoin adoption. But countries like El Salvador, who wants to go toe-to-toe with the United States and wants to compete on the global stage, they saw, President Bukele saw Bitcoin as a way to level the playing field. And God, he was incredibly correct. He really is a political genius in the sense. And El Salvador's economy is now booming. And, the countries that needed to escape the hegemonic power of the dollar have been adopting Bitcoin and getting into Bitcoin. And that's also been adding fuel to the fire. So what's happening now, Alex, is that in the United States, very reluctantly, we see the big players like BlackRock, which is a multi-trillion dollar money management firm, is now going to launch a Bitcoin-related product. And so is Fidelity, and so are others. So the American consumer, an American investor, will start to buy Bitcoin through an exchange-traded fund, which is an indirect way to own Bitcoin. It's not a very good way to own Bitcoin, but nevertheless, it will be a way for Americans for the first time now to buy Bitcoin. What I told you on your show when Bitcoin was $1 and $3 and $5 going back to 2011 was that this was the first time that I have ever seen in my entire career where the average person got a chance to front-run Wall Street.
There's no doubt that a lot of individual, private individuals made huge amounts of wealth in the last 12-year run. And you're saying, you told my producer this, or at least they said that you think Bitcoin's back right now. And you're now signaling today that it's about to go back up. Let's go to break. Let's come back and segue into that. But before we get back into Bitcoin, I want to finish up with, if they don't take your advice and they don't release all the great little innovations they've got and keep just trying to dominate and worry about their domestic uprising against their tyranny, that the globalists are going to lose the whole thing. I mean, obviously, they should want a vibrant, powerful America, and then 1776 worldwide, and then we can have, you know, an empire of liberty and freedom that people opt into. Instead, they're not doing that, and obviously Janet Yellen has no idea what she's doing, which is terrible. As much as I hate this elite, I want her to be competent, not destroy us all. I mean, it's more dangerous if they're so incompetent. Max Kaiser's our guest. Stay with us.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life?
Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas. It's Alex Jones.
Well, to say all hell's breaking loose is an understatement, and I'm very frustrated about something. I want listeners to know this, and I think most of you know this, but a lot of new people tune in every second. We're on a lot of radio stations across the country with big audiences, and some TV and cable stations as well, over 100 of them. People watch this show and they think, does this guy know what he's talking about? Because you see all these other confident people up there, and they're wearing their suits and their ties, and they've got all the graphics, and they're telling you stuff. Folks, if you look at the 30-year, 29-year track record of this show, you look at the guests, the people we have on, you don't have any idea how accurate Max Kaiser has been. I've been interviewing him 20 years. Or how accurate Ron Paul's been. Or so many of our amazing guests. Or how accurate we were on where the virus came from and what the shots would do. And where these wars are going to go. Biden's controllers gave that money to Iran to do this. There's backroom deals, just like the Reagan hostage crisis and all that turned out. They had backroom deals not to give the hostages back to Jimmy Carter. And I like Reagan compared to Jimmy Carter, but that was a dirty trick. And George Herbert Walker Bush was running it. So when we sit here and tell you that we're on the edge of oblivion, I don't go to McDonald's unless I'm in the middle of nowhere on a few trips here and there because it's got GMO in it. It's something I don't like hamburgers. I might eat like one McDonald's hamburger a year. I'm on the road. It's the only place I got to eat. I'll do it. It's stupid, but, you know, it's better than getting sick from not eating to get sick from eating. But I looked it up this morning when I saw this headline. A Big Mac was $5 when it's not on sale a week ago. Sometimes on sale it was $3. But McDonald's held back going up until they jumped. And that's kind of a tripwire, a canary in the coal mine, when something as proletariat as McDonald's now has $18 Big Macs. That's the big event. $18 Big Mac. I mean, I remember going to steakhouses just 5 years ago, and their best ribeye was $40. Now they're $100. So you see the energy costs, you see it all, you see the globalists running around. Literally getting rid of cows, cutting off resources, cutting off fertilizer. I want to get into this with you, Max Kaiser. Why is the IMF, the World Bank, their mouthpiece, the WEF, running around promoting cutting off resources while they create massive inflation and more and more debt and raise interest rates? We know they doubled their money during the pandemic. So this is a robber baron planned destruction economy, in my view. What are they doing? Do they not fear the masses? Because Schwab says we're going to make the world angry, like the IMF document said 20 years ago that Greg Palast got, where they said we want to overthrow governments, even though we control them, to create even more instability. And then once we create the instability, we buy the country up, kind of like you went to Greece 15 years ago or whatever it was, when they were looting Greece, and they were artificially destroying its economy to buy it up. I mean, it just seems like it's on a mass scale, just an orgy of craziness. How would you quantify this?
Neo-feudalism. So let me get into it a little bit. You know, the Enlightenment and the appearance of the United States and government buying for the people, that's a pretty recent invention. You know, for 1,000 years or longer, you had basically feudalism in Europe, which is the lord and the serf. And you've got the wealth, 99.9% of the wealth concentrated into very few hands. And so this is the model that they like. This is the model that they prefer. They would prefer to be monarchs. They don't want to be part of a democracy or a republic. And so they are bankrupting the system to the point where everybody is essentially going to be living in what I mentioned before, this casino gulag model, or this essentially it's a serfdom model, the road to serfdom. You know, it's a very popular book about this very phenomenon. Ayn Rand talks about it in her books. When you give power to those who believe that they know better than you do how you should live your life, and you give them a printing press to print an infinite amount of money to influence the politics and the media and everything around them, you're going to end up in a dystopian neo-feudal situation, which is what we have today. So the cost of a Big Mac and the inflation and everything is running to the point where people are going to need to go begging to their local municipality for a ration coupon, a ration book. People are going to be living on ration books. You're going to get a ration book. You're going to get a ration. You're going to get a certain amount of sugar and flour a month. You're going to be working as a digital slave like they did in China for many years. You know, China had people who were playing games to make digital gold and games, and then they would cash in that digital gold through a broker for dollars. So you became a digital.
And by the way, let me interrupt you just to back you up here.
Yeah.
The Club of Rome, the Bilderberg Group, their mouthpiece, the Davos Group, say First, we do COVID to train you to live on lockdowns and rations. Then we're going to use the economy to make you go on carbon rations and rationing food. That's in the London Telegraph. That's in the AP. They're actually saying this is here. So they're selling dystopia as a good thing. I mean, we're here now. Please continue.
Well, this is where I would have a little bit of a different opinion. I don't think that they plan these things to that level. I think what they do is they know, since they are the money printer, that they can allow things to just collapse and then take advantage of the collapse. So in the case of Pfizer and Moderna and the COVID and what that whole story was one of just recklessly doing biological experiments in Wuhan and not caring if it, one, something got out and caused a global pandemic, because as we know, all the executives at the pharmaceutical companies made hundreds of millions of dollars on the catastrophe. So there are no legal checks and balances against that kind of fraud, and there's no economic penalty to pay if you're printing the money, if you're involved in the money printing to pay you for all the mistakes that you make. So essentially, you have sociopaths and psychopaths who are acting out as serial killers, but they hold...
You said this on my show 20 years ago on 9/11. This was in the news. There were a bunch of traders that stayed at their desk as suicide traders, even though they were going to die and thought they would die. They couldn't help it. They stayed at their desk, and they made hundreds of millions of dollars, even though they died.
Yeah, that's been proven. The Deutsche Bank, which bought Alex Brown, they released an internal study. I used to work at Alex Brown, that there were actually brokers in the towers trading options on airlines, knowing that they were going to, or having a very high degree of certainty that they were about to get killed, but they couldn't resist making money on the options. And that's the mentality you're dealing with. Suicide bankers, suicide brokers. We talk about suicide bombers and jihadists and fanatics in other countries, but Wall Street is the same. They're suicide bankers. They go to madrasas called Harvard, Yale, and Princeton. They wield weapons of mass financial destruction, as Warren Buffett called them. And because they're equally psychotic. And they look at Adam Smith and they read the texts of economics, and their conclusions are completely warped, just like fanatics in other cultures would read the texts of their founding cultures and religions and get a very different interpretation of how they should behave, one that seems to be completely anathema to what's being written on the page.
So you're warning suicide bankers could destroy the world?
Well, they are destroying the world because... In other words, it's cancer. Cancer is something that doesn't have an off switch. It just keeps being a cancer. So if you have a psychopath, another story I used to talk about quite frequently, and you can look this up. I'm sure you'll find it somewhere. It's about how Wall Street actively recruits people with brain damage because they know that they lack empathy and they don't want anyone thinking about what they're doing in terms of how it might cause consequences to their fellow person, their fellow human being. So they hire people with no empathy. Sam Bankman-Fried, who runs the FTX, an enormous, biggest, one of the biggest, it could be the biggest scandal in history. Obviously, he is somebody who has a lot of problems. He's autistic to the degree that's quite extreme. He's on drugs 24 hours a day. He couldn't even testify in his trial without being on Adderall. But this is the perfect poster child of who's running the system. Sam Bankman-Fried is essentially the poster child. Everybody in the finance business around the world, everyone with a Bloomberg terminal, has to some degree the same mental problems as Sam Bankman-Fried. It's just that.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now I think she runs the ECB. She said that Bitcoin is the escape hatch. And she's absolutely right. They can't control it. You can't stop it. And it's going a lot higher. It's going to go, the market value will be in excess of gold. So it's about $600 billion. That means it's going to be over $11 to $12 trillion.
Well, that's when I finally figured out was the right thing many years too late was. We need independent open source things to a global currency. We need other independent currencies. And unfortunately, almost all the others were fly-by-night pump-and-dump scams. Only Bitcoin has continued on.
Yeah, that's right. Bitcoin is the only truly decentralized of the projects out there. Every single one of them are centralized to some degree.
We're almost out of time. You think Bitcoin is about to go back up?
Bitcoin is going to hit a new all-time high very soon, and it's starting a new bull market right now. So on this particular phase of this bull market, you're going to see $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 of Bitcoin.
What's gold going to do during this?
Gold's going to go up. Gold's going to go up. It'll go up. But as Paul Tudor Jones, who runs one of the most successful hedge funds in history, he calls Bitcoin the fastest horse in the race. So for every dollar that gold goes up, Bitcoin will go up $10 to $20.
I agree with you. So, in closing, and I wish we could have you much longer. I've been trying to get you on for like a year. You've been busy. I get it. But we're glad you're here. Let's get into the challenge here, because you did try to give me 10,000 Bitcoin to give to listeners 12 years ago. I didn't know what it was. Yeah. We were drinking wine, eating steaks in a hotel basement next to Bilderberg, covering it. You got really mad, said you're an idiot. Why can't you make your crew put this on your thing? I'm trying to give it to you. And didn't talk to me for about a year that time. So I don't have the Bitcoin, folks. It didn't happen. You try to give it to me. So what is the Bitcoin challenge now?
All right. Well, this is a lightning round. So you have to, I can't cheat. You have to answer these five questions, you know, in lightning fast. All right. First question is, how many total Bitcoin are there ever going to be in existence?
The set number they released.
You've lost this quiz already. You can't even get a simpler question than that.
Okay, go ahead.
Why go on? It's just the pain is only going to get worse.
I want to hear the other question.
You know, Alex, you should have bought my book. Here's my book. Now, I've been good this entire interview. I haven't gone crazy.
And I know you're sitting on top of a million Bitcoin.
Because you messed up that quiz already. This book has wisdom that you won't find.
By the way, Max Kaiser is the creator of Bitcoin. That's why he acts like, oh, I'm nobody. I'm over here. Oh, I'm nobody. I'm nobody. I'm just a little nobody. Whatever. You need to give me some more Bitcoin. Now, let's hear the next question.
Look, this is some of the wisdom, okay? That's just some of the wisdom you find in the book.
All right, you're going into the goofy, Max Kaiser. Give me the rest of the questions so I don't answer them right. I thought Bitcoin is a set number.
What is that number? You had your opportunity, but you did not give the right answer. Therefore, you have failed the quiz, Alex.
I know, but I want to hear the other questions.
Now, you've given up almost $800 million, Alex. We've won like.
I know this is a good humiliation ritual. It's like people that win the lottery. I'm glad I didn't get the 10,000 Bitcoin. Quite frankly, I'd probably be dead now. So let's seriously. So what's the next question?
Oh, boy. It doesn't matter, but okay. I mean, you have to answer them quick, right? All right. How often does the difficult adjustment adjust?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's a fundamental anybody who's into Bitcoin would know. During the past years, Alex, during the time when you could have been sitting on this 10,000 Bitcoin, you could have been studying Bitcoin, but instead you chose to not. And now here we are.
I get it. This is a struggle session. Max Kaiser's a malice. I get it. Next question. Continue the humiliation. I love it.
Oh, my God. Okay. What's the core hashing algorithm called for the protocol?
I forget.
You forget? Okay. How often, on average, do new blocks appear?
I forget. I have a perfect score.
You have perfect. See, now everyone who's watching this, they are pulling their hair out, going insane. Because if you had spent even.
Hey, it's a good viral clip, but I'm dead on about predictions about the New World Order, and I know you're a smart guy. People find us at Infowars.com, weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, and that's what matters, is we're trying to stop World War III. But, Max, a very fun humiliation ritual. And did you ask me all five questions, though?
I can't see you struggle like this much longer.
No, give me, though. It's okay. A little secret. I don't mind getting humiliated for the truth. And people are getting educated about Bitcoin now. So did you ask?
Wait a minute. I think we've just had the Rosetta Stone of the Alex Jones phenomenon. You don't mind being humiliated.
Yep.
Okay. So you're a humiliation fetishist.
No, I'm not a sadist or a sadomasochist. I actually don't enjoy pain.
I didn't say you were a sadist or a sadomasochist. I just said you were a humiliation fetishist.
No, I did not know what questions you would ask. When you're saying, I've heard these things, I know these things, and I can't pull it up instantly with an exact thing. I could have 10 years ago, but I got too much brain damage. So hey, it's fine. And you really did try to give me 10,000 Bitcoin, and here's the big joke. It'll be super viral, and I love it. So what's the last question so I can get it wrong?
Well, I mean, I see on the clock we have 4 minutes left. Is this how you want to go down on this interview?
Yes, it's a great defeat of Alex Jones.
Missing again, another ball, and you're going to have like five strikes in a row. He's like Casey at the bat.
I want a perfect score.
All right. Is Craig right, Satoshi?
I don't know if he's Satoshi. Notice he had a trick question at the end I couldn't answer. I knew you're not giving me 10,000 points. Back when it was worth nothing, you knew I'd promote it and hand it out because you're one of the creators.
And
so now that it's worth so much still, you weren't ever going to give me the stuff. I knew that. So, boom, gotcha.
Oh.
Hey, was it you that gave me
the
$8 million in Bitcoin? We wouldn't be here now without
that. That wasn't a trick question. That Craig Wright is not Satoshi. That's not a trick question. Anybody who reads the news would know the answer. That's not a trick question.
Let me ask you a question.
That's an easy question.
Let me ask you a question.
That was the easiest question of them all. It's the easiest question of them all. Alec, if you thought that the known...
Let's not have this degenerate into idiocy.
You would have known it, right?
I'm saying.
All I said was, this guy was the guy. And you said, I don't know. How can that possibly be? Look at your desk. It's covered in piles and piles and piles of news articles. But, you know, do you read any of them? Because if you read any of them, you would have known the answer. It's just, that's a prop. It's just the same news. It's been there for 20 years. You haven't changed it. You don't actually look at it.
No, you're right. These are every day. It's the same articles from 20 years ago. You do a overhead shot. You're right. All of this is fake. Now, this is all pretty big news. Like Netanyahu swipes at intel chiefs over Hamas, then apologizes. Israel's CEO says that Netanyahu should be replaced immediately. We got a lot of actually big stories here. Flashback 2020. Biden claims Trump will start war with Iran. I gave these just during the show. I gave these clips to the crew during the breaks. Very newsworthy for me to cover that. But you're right. You've caught my secret here. We're actually not reading any of this. We're not. No, I've said I didn't really study Bitcoin. I've talked about that.
Alex, just because you put an AI screen up there showing those as being contemporary news articles, you're not fooling me. I know that producer was just quick to put in the AI veneer and made it look like those were today's stories. But in fact, I've been into your studio. I've sat in that chair, and I've looked down on your desk, and I see you've got a story about Martha Stewart's cooking recipes from the 1975 is on that desk. That's how the last time it was.
You gotta come on more often. I want to get back to the... Do you have any idea who gave me $8 million in Bitcoin?
I can't say anything. I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
Well, if it's you, can I please have some more?
Wasn't me.
Nope. I don't know who it is.
I don't actually. The tragedy is that, you know, pretty much everything I had, I lost in a boating accident a few years ago. And I'm just, you know, a simple man living a simple life.
Oh, you had a laptop and it fell in the water?
It's all gone. It's all tragic, but. You know, I've learned to value life on life's terms, Alex. I don't need thousands and thousands of Bitcoin to make me happy. If I come on your show, I'm happy.
You are so ridiculous. So, well, you got like a million Bitcoins? How many Bitcoins you got, Kaiser?
I back in the, you know, it's a long time ago. And, you know, now I'm just... counting my, I do artwork. You know, this is how I get by. I just create, look, this is behind me, my Jackson Pollock kind of clone work. I sell this on eBay for 69 cents. Perhaps you'd be interested in a copy. I need this to survive in the casino gulag. If I don't sell it by the end of today, I won't have any protein pill, and I'll be shot with a new experimental drug. Please buy my Jackson Pollock lookalike for 69 cents on eBay.
All right, Max, I got a 2-minute break. You got to do 5 more minutes with us to get serious about the future of Bitcoin. And then your buddy, Gerald Celente, takes over. We're back in 2 minutes, final segment with Max Kaiser, the creator of Bitcoin.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.